All right, Coach, I guess let's start by talking about last week a little bit, and then we'll move into this week's game. Last week, met a really good Palmer team. I guess you could say to start the gauntlet of the district round for your team, really competitive district, and Palmer definitely set the tone early in that game. You know, your defense spent a lot of time on the field. You know, offense took them a while to get it going. I thought second half, y'all came out and did a lot better, cleaned some things up. But, you know, talk about that game a little bit. I know you probably had some stuff from that game you worked on during practice. I will say that I've sat and watched practice the last 2 days, and the players, your boys, were really upbeat, high tempo, high energy. So that was a good sign for me. But why don't you talk about last week and then talk a little bit about Rice this week.
Well, I mean, you know, I think I said it last week that, you know, I don't want the epitaph, if you will, of this year to be we were close. You know, first drive, we overthrow, you know, a receiver, hit right off his fingertips, and he's wide open down the sideline. He's going to score. Instead, you know, we got a punt. You know, we had several where we just missed, just dropped, just missed this, just missed that, and both on offense and defense, you know, just missed a tackle here. You know, we're close, but at the end of the day, we didn't get it done. You know, and so in our coaches' meeting on Saturday, you know, we did talk about, you know, what do we need to do to make sure our kids are better prepared for that, because, you know, we've been talking about being close for a while, and ultimately that's going to fall on me in that, you know, we're just maybe I'm not utilizing players where they need to be utilized or utilizing practice time. You know, we didn't leave any stones unturned in that meeting, you know. And so, you know, I don't think we're out of the race by any mix. I mean, Palmer obviously is, you know, a good team. And we talked, you know, our first week of the season, we talked about kind of our district, how I felt like they were on the verge of something special this year with the senior-led ball club they have. And so that showed. I mean, you know, they're kind of having the year that we'd all like to have. I mean, we got to experience that last year, and, you know, we're still trying to capture that magic again in 2019. So, you know, I told the kids they're going to be ashamed about losing to someone like Palmer, you know, and there's really nothing to be ashamed about a loss. You know, we want to look internally at, you know, why did we lose? And I don't think it was a lack of effort. You know, obviously there were some bad play. You know, there's always going to be bad play calls and wins and losses. But, you know, we want to reevaluate our game plan, our preparation, and make sure that we're not caught in that situation again where it takes us, you know, a long time to get going and kind of get untracked a little bit. You know, defensively, you know, they were bigger than us up front. I think when they were able to convert, you know, some third downs running the football, I don't think it was a scheme thing. I mean, you know, they did a good job of playing, matching their strengths against our weaknesses. And so that enabled them to get, you know, I don't know how many times they need six, get seven, you know, need four and get five. That is frustrating, but again, you know, like we talked to our defensive staff, I don't think that's necessarily a scheme thing. You know, they did a good job of getting a hold of the guys that needed to make plays, and at the end of the day, they made plays. You know, there were some times where, you know, maybe we didn't get our best matched up against their worst, so to speak, and we kind of went a little hard rock mining, but, you know, I think this week of practice has been better in that they understand there is a sense of urgency now. Rice is a very good ball club. Lemon Grove is a good ball club. Obviously, Edgewood's still sitting there. You know, we know what our sister district's like, so we know the importance of finishing in the top two in this district. So, you know, we took it in stride. I thought we were a little more receptive maybe to some of the critiquing that goes on that maybe in the past we weren't, because, you know, we're winning. And so when you're winning, you tend to look at the result and not necessarily the process and the steps to how you got to that result. And so we were a little bit more process-oriented this week, and we hope that shows up in, you know, Friday's ball game. But, you know, Rice, you know, they lost a really good running back from last year, and I think everybody kind of thought they would be down, but, man, Coach Mills has done a good job of getting them reloaded. They had some injuries when they played Palmer, and so I think that kind of took them out of their main scheme. Obviously, they're going to line up in a kind of more of your power set, and really try to, you know, hammer the ball a little bit and run the ball. Now they do get into some shotgun and some spread sets and throw it. Now they're not going to be able to make their living doing that, but you know, so we know this week we've got to be able to stop the run. So, you know, we've got to put in some packages maybe to get some bigger guys on the field. You know, some of our guys, they run the ball real well, and they play with a passion and energy about them. But, you know, it's just like me. If you ask me, I'll play hard, but you don't want me being a post player in basketball. So I think, you know, we had to do some things with our schemes to get some packages to try to match fire with fire a little bit and see if that can't, you know, help us on some downs where we've got to get guys off the field. You know, offensively, again, we looked at, you know, what are some things that we do well and let's maximize those. What are some things we're struggling with? And do we throw them out? Do we minimize them? Do we reteach them? You know, and so we went back and did some of that. You know, I think, again, this week was good in that they understood a little bit more of why we're trying to do some things and why we would do certain plays and why we wouldn't do certain plays. So, obviously, if we get in the same result Friday night, you know, then there's definitely something wrong with the mirror we're looking at. But so far, you know, their pulse is good. Their mentality's upbeat. You know, they're resilient. Kids are always going to be more resilient than coaches. You know, I don't want to mistake that they didn't care about losing. Oh, it hurt them, and it meant something to lose. But, you know, teenagers are way more resilient than us old guys. So I think they're going to come out and play with a renewed sense of urgency.
All right. Well, good luck tonight, Coach. I appreciate it.